Case number 13211, Alan R. Passwaters seeks a variance from the rear yard setback requirement for a proposed structure. Section 115.25 and 115.183 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located to the west side of Seaford Road. The 91 address is 26706 Seaford Road in Seaford. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 132, Map 6, Parcel 164. The applicant is seeking a 14-foot variance from the 20-foot rear yard setback requirement for a proposed detached garage. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail return.
Good evening.
Morning. Good evening. Can we address both of the applications simultaneously? We have this one and the next one, 164 and 164.
Yeah, we typically do them separately just in case somebody has a different, you know, we have different folks for different stuff. So.
And we'll start with 160, parcel 164. Have these plots in front of you?
Steve, can you state your name and address for the record, please?
Alan R. Passwaters to 26706 Seaford Road.
Okay, and do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Passwaters, is the survey which is attached to your application a survey of both tax parcels 132.6.00, 163.00, and 164.00?
Yes.
On this parcel, how old is the septic system on 164?
July 19th, 1988.
Thank you.
The uniqueness of this parcel is that it's only 105 feet wide. It has an old septic system on it that eventually is going to have to be replaced. There has to be access to that system to, one, replace it, or two, repair it. And there's no room in the back for that. That's the reason why he needs to reduce the setback from 20 feet to 14 feet. And that's due to the uniqueness of the property. Mr. Passwaters, when did you buy the property?
April 20th, 2026.
Therefore, the applicant didn't cause the uniqueness or the problems with the physical attributes of the property before he bought the property. Where do you work?
Dick's Auto Body.
And how long have you worked there?
20 years.
What's your job description?
A body shop tech, general manager.
How long have you done body work?
20 years.
How long have you done towing work?
20 years.
How long is your boat?
25 foot.
How long is the trailer?
It's like 28 foot.
How long is your tow truck?
26, 27 foot.
How many antique cars do you own?
Seven.
Both buildings to store the boat, the tow truck, and your antique cars?
That's correct.
Do you also have to store tools?
That's correct.
Is there a garage now on either property?
No.
Can you build a smaller garage?
No.
Why not?
Each vehicle is like 20-some foot long. Put them close in there and you won't be able to walk around them.
Will the location of the proposed garages alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No.
purpose of these exhibits is to show that these garages that he proposes will not alter the essential nature of the neighborhood. You identify what Exhibit A is a photograph of?
Yes.
What is it a photograph of?
That's an adjacent building on the backside.
Which building?
That's on...
Whose property?
It's on Philip and Viola Craft, tax parcel 1326152.
And I've marked that on the back of the exhibits. It's parcel 1326.0152, which is to the rear of parcel 164, which is the subject property. How far is that garage from the property line?
Approximately 15 feet.
And how large is that garage?
I'd say probably 30 foot by 40.
We'd ask that this next picture photograph be admitted as applicant's Exhibit B. Can you identify that photograph?
Yes.
What is it?
That's a building on the same property I just listed as Philip and Viola Craft.
And how far is it from the property line?
Approximately 15 feet.
Does this photo show that?
It shows that the one, there's a pink flag, that's my property marker.
Okay.
In the photo.
We'd ask that the next photo be admitted as Exhibit C. You describe that photo for the board.
Yes. So this is approximately a 30 by 30 garage on the two adjacent properties next.
On the survey, that would be the property to the north of the Massey property?
That's correct.
Yes, that photograph be admitted as applicant's Exhibit D. You identify that photograph?
Yes. This is a garage on the property right next to, adjacent, right next to mine. And that is 3 foot off the property line.
3 foot off the side property line?
Side, off the side property line.
And that's 3 foot off your side property?
That's correct.
Just be clear, that's 3 feet off of not, that's on parcel 164 that we're looking at, correct?
It's 3 feet off of 164, yes.
Thank you.
I label that as Exhibit E. E. We'd ask that this be marked applicant's Exhibit E. You identify that photograph for the...
Yes. So that's that photograph, it's showing the property line towards the... It's showing it's right, like, right off the property line.
The tree in the picture, where is it?
The tree is my, half of that tree is mine, and half of that tree is the neighbor's.
And that's the Massey neighbor?
That's the Masseys, Floyd and Barbara Massey.
Tell the board what that picture shows.
Yes, this is the rear of the Massey's garage, and it's approximately 10 foot off the property line.
Is that off the rear property line?
Rear of the property.
The 3 foot off of the sideline, was that measured?
Yes.
This is an estimate?
That's an estimate.
Last exhibit, I promise. Can you identify that picture or explain that picture to the board?
Yes, this picture is off the other part, my other parcel, 163. This is the rear of 163.
And whose property is that?
That is the Kevin Beard.
What's the tax parcel number?
1326153.
Doesn't that Beard property... Doesn't it abut both 164 and 163?
Yes.
The purpose of those photos and those exhibits is to demonstrate that building this 30 by 40 foot garage is consistent with the neighborhood. It's very similar to the garages on the adjoining properties. Again, how long is your boat?
25 foot.
How long is the trailer?
28 foot.
How long is your tow truck?
27 foot.
Are there tools on that truck?
Yes.
Do you need to keep the truck in the garage to avoid theft? theft?
Yes.
How is it the narrowness of the property that's shown in the survey? It's only one, the 164 is only 105 feet wide. Because of the location of the existing dwelling, because of the location of the septic tank, because of the location of the septic drainage field, and the narrowness of the property. That area behind the house needs to be reserved for, to meet modern requirements of a septic system and drainage field. If and when, or not when, not if, when the septic system here fails. This is a 38-year-old septic system. Don't know how long it will last, but know it's going to break down eventually, and it's going to have to be expanded. And more importantly, trucks are going to have to be able to get in there. Equipment's going to have to be able to get in there to work on it. If we move the garage too close to the septic system, that room won't be there. It's the existing physical attributes of the property that create the difficulty. That takes care of paragraphs on the requirements 1 and 2. And 3, the exception of practical difficulty. Exhibits that we've shown you show that the location of the garage will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. The Massey garage is 3 feet from the sideline and about 10 feet from the rear line. Philip Kraft garage is 15, I didn't ask that. How far is the Philip Kraft garage from the property line?
15 feet.
I think that may be because when it was built, when the permit was pulled, it may have, the setback may have only been 15 feet. I don't know why, but it's only 15 feet.
I have a question.
Yes.
The garages that you're referencing, how large are they?
30 by 40.
35, 40?
No, it's 30 by 40.
Okay, so the same size as yours approximately?
Yes.
The neighboring sheds?
Yes.
Because when I looked at the photos for the Beard one, that looked like it was a smaller one with a carport next to it, which would indicate two separate structures.
I don't have an actual measurement.
I ask that because the setback requirements are different if it's smaller. If it's 600 square feet or less, you can be 5 feet. So that's why the size matters.
Oh, okay.
We don't know the size of the garage.
Okay. But the Kraft one and the Massey one are believed to be about the same size as the one you're...
It's, Massey's is a little smaller than the Kraft's.
Yeah, but they're similar to what you're...
Similar, yes.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
And if the variance, if authorized, will be the smallest variance he needs in order to be able to put the garages in and fit his boat in one and his tow truck in the other, along with his antique automobiles. And storing his other tools and other equipment. The dwellings aren't large enough to store everything. And that would take care of the fifth criteria. Our presentation on 164.
Questions from the board?
Did you consider making the garage narrower and longer to fit within the setback and still achieve the square footage that you're desiring?
Well, one problem with that would be with the boat. It's a 28-foot trailer. If he makes it longer, he still can't access it. He won't be able to get around to get the boat in the garage if he puts the entrance on the end. And if he puts the entrance in the front and makes it narrower, so it won't fit.
Where is the entrance to the garage?
It would be on the front as it's shown now. If they make it, if he makes it narrower, then driving it in, would, that trailer won't fit.
You talking on the north end of the building is where the entrance is?
Proposed entrance, where you had the arrow. The front.
Right, but I'm talking about making it narrower this way and stretching it out toward the north of the property.
Yeah, but that's, what I'm saying is if you make it narrower this way, then you got to expand it this way, and then getting around the septic area with a truck and a trailer,
okay,
backing the trailer in won't work. That boat requires a large truck to pull it in. You'd have to drive across that drainage field to do that.
They're proposed to, if you have to expand the septic field, we're looking to put the septic field further to the north then?
In both directions, north and south.
Is that to later achieve, make the dwelling larger? By making the septic stretch out this way so you can make the dwelling larger at a later time?
No.
Think of that, but that may be a future problem. Because it is a small dwelling. At one time, there were five children and parents living in that little house. Their septic system would not have been accepted for a seven-person household.
You'll be moving the drive further over and then accessing to the garage is the plan?
That's correct.
Towards your other existing lot?
Yes.
Kind of a side note, but Mr. Sharp, isn't there a application for having a certain number of, over a certain number?
Yeah, it goes to square footage. Ms. Norwood, what's that? Is it six?
It states private garages for more than four automobiles and with a floor area of more than 900.
Yeah.
So each one would not be more than four, based on the testimony.
Yeah, both of them meet the 900, but we can ask this question. Mr. Passwaters, is the, you said you have seven antique vehicles?
Yes.
You have your tow truck and you have your boat. You're not planning to put any more than that on these?
No, that's it.
All right, so at that point we would have the eight, and you're not going to have more than four in any given garage, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Just 1 second.
Sure.
You talked about the neighbors having similar garages. I can't remember if you asked, if you said, if you talked to the neighbors about your plans.
I have. Actually, the Masseys, and in the craft, I talked to both of them.
And they're
yes,
in favor of it?
Yes.
Is there a way to move the garages? We're looking for a 6 foot from a 20 foot based on the need for the possible septic system replacement or in some point in time a septic system replacement. Is there a way to move the garages forward at all?
In my opinion, no, because not only do you have to have the septic system larger, but you've got to be able to get the equipment in between the garage and the septic system when you're digging it out to put in the drainage field. It's not just a matter of the size of the septic system itself. It's the ability to work on the system.
Certainly, I understand that, but we're saying that we're going to go with the septic system building to the north and to the south. Looking at the key, that wouldn't really affect putting the septic system in with equipment-wise. you know, with having many excavators and track skid steers in there to do that, I just wasn't sure if we could move that building up 2 or 3 feet to reduce the minimum setbacks. Again, that's what we're trying to do is have a reduction in the minimum in the variance.
I believe it creates a problem for the equipment in the, at the back end of that septic system. But we don't know how far north and south we can move it. Plus, we may have to move the septic system back a little bit toward the garage.
Okay. Fair enough. Thank you.
Mr. Sharp, any more questions?
Have you consulted with the septic engineer at all about where this might have to go if that was to be done? Because it seems like we're doing a lot of hypotheticals about something that may or may not be needed in the very near future.
We haven't consulted with the
Okay. So we're just going off of, where's the?
We're going off of my history with septic systems.
Okay.
And having to put them in and having somebody have to pay $30,000 to $40,000 to put a septic system in.
Are there, and I don't know, I saw it in the photos, are there trees or other barriers on the property as well?
There is.
Where are they located, Mr. Patterson?
There's trees, like right, there's like a whole clump of trees right on where the two properties meet.
So that kind of limits some areas of the lot as well.
Yeah, you can kind of see there's, in between there's a group of trees.
Are they mature trees?
Yes, they are.
There's an existing shed, it looks like, on one of the properties now. Is that coming out? And
it's been
replaced?
Demolished.
Okay.
I know we heard some comments from Mr. McGrory, who's not under oath. Do you swear or affirm, do you affirm the testimony, the statements he's provided as your own testimony, Mr. Passwaters?
I do, yes.
Okay. Thank you. I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions from the board? If you guys would have a seat, please, in the front. Is there anyone present who is in favor of case number 13211? Is there anyone present who is in opposition of case number 13211? If there are no further questions from the board, I will close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion. I move that we approve case number 13211 for Alan R. Passwaters for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. The property's unique conditions based on the location of the septic system, the mature trees, and the narrowness of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty is due to such conditions. Due to such physical circumstances or conditions, there is no possibility that the property can be developed in strict conformity with Sussex County Zoning Code, and the variance is therefore necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, nor substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use or development of adjacent properties, nor be detrimental to public welfare. The variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief and represents the least modification of the regulation at issue.
I second that motion.
I have a motion and a second. Mr. McClure?
Aye.
Mr. Kingery?
Aye.
Dr. Hitchens?
Aye.
Mr. Levengood?
Aye.
And I too. So with a vote of 5-0, case number 13211 has been approved.